This is Teresa St. Romain, a volunteer reader at the Audio Reader Network, reading the District Dialogue newsletter published in February 2026. This is a publication of Kansas Lions District 17A, a district of Lions International, whose mission is to empower Lions clubs, volunteers, and partners to improve health and well-being, strengthen communities, and support those in need through humanitarian service and grants that impact lives globally and encourage peace and international understanding. We begin with the governor's message from District Governor Irene Hawes. February is the shortest month of the year, and we are just getting started with 2026. We have so much going on as we look at our calendars. Make time to have fun with your fellow Lions, and invite guests to come along and have fun with you. There is something very satisfying about working together and then celebrating together what you have been able to achieve. Recently, my club's Twilight Committee, working to support victims of human trafficking, held a hygiene drive. We assembled 35 kits that contained body wash, shampoo, conditioner, lotion, deodorant, washcloths, shaving cream, razors, socks, combs, and snacks. These are donated to the YWCA in Topeka for the Center for Safety and Empowerment. A big thank you to the Knights of Columbus with the Mother Teresa of Calcutta Catholic Church for partnering with us to make this happen. Around the district, plans are underway for an exciting district convention in Manhattan, Kansas at the Doubletree Inn and Suites. Mark your calendar and look for a special edition of the District Dialogue that is dedicated to the district convention. We will have the piece poster winners on display and meet our young artist, kicking off Friday night with a social. Then Saturday will be full of programs and you'll get to meet international guests. We will host a banquet on Saturday night and recognize many Lions who have contributed time, energy, and talent to this organization. We are excited to bring certified Guiding Lions training to the district convention. There is no additional cost for the training, and it includes a workbook. We will have past International Director Bob Block facilitating this training. You will need to register for this course. Scan the QR code to make your reservation. As an aside to the listener, that QR code is posted in a later page of the newsletter about Guiding Lions training. It directs to a Google Doc with a very long link, so it may be easier to contact one of the district leadership members by email. Those email addresses will be provided in a sidebar shortly. Our district cabinet meeting was held via Zoom on February 7th. We accomplished a lot while staying in during the cold weather in early February. This month, I was sad to hear about a house fire in Navarre and a second one in Holton. The Kansas Lions Alert trailer helped provide needed support, while the community chipped in to help and support these families. A 2-year-old boy from the Navarre fire did not survive. Our hearts go out to these families. Elsewhere, we lost longtime Lions who passed away. It is so important to continue to grow membership in our clubs. With new growth in Lions, we can better serve our communities with more hands and more ideas. Take advantage of the membership challenge in the newsletter. The $35 application fee reimbursement runs through March 30th. Club officer elections are just around the corner. Consider sending your new officers to the Great Plains Lions Leadership Institute. This is a great investment in the club members professionally, and it will benefit your club to have trained leaders. See information in this newsletter. Finally, consider printing off the last page of the newsletter and using it as a recruitment poster to grow Lions in your community. That final page of the newsletter is titled The Benefits of Being a Lion. And that was the governor's message from DG Irene Hawes, irene@idesigngs.com. A sidebar lists upcoming significant dates and the district officers. Save the dates for cabinet meetings, June 13th, Salvation Army Worship Center, Olathe. District 17A Convention on April 10th to 11th, Doubletree Inn and Suites in Manhattan, Kansas. Certified Guiding Lions training will also be April 10th and 11th at the district convention. Save the date also for the state convention, May 30th to 31st, 2026 in Hutchinson, Kansas. Zone meetings are scheduled by the zone chairs for the clubs in each zone, attended by the club presidents and club secretaries. Club vice presidents are welcome. The 6 district officers are Irene Hawes, district governor, Roger Yost, first vice district governor, Cheryl Kearns, second vice district governor, Stephanie Heisler, district secretary, Stephanie R. Heisler at hotmail.com, Heisler is H-E-I-S-L-E-R, Ron Nichols, district treasurer, coach Ron Nichols at gmail.com, Nichols is NICHOLS. Rick Dodson, District Administrator, DodsonR23@gmail.com. Now a piece from First Vice District Governor Roger Yost, The Tail Twister. In 1920, the PEP Committee was tasked with a merrymaking function, and later on in the 40s, I believe they became tail twisters. As they have never been given a specific list of rules to follow, we should remember the real lion has a tail. The original fine in the beginning was usually one dime. The person receiving the fine had no way to appeal. Only a vote of the majority of the club could overturn this. Define tail twisters, a member who is charged with having fun while doing good, specifically to promote fun and fellowship. A tail twister should be heard without yelling, be prepared, welcoming, and above all, friendly in their duties. From early on, not all clubs have this position, as it is not required, but may be one way to keep a club together. Just for thought. This is from the Tail Twister group. I've been a lot of places, but I've never been in cahoots. Apparently, you can't go alone. You have to be in cahoots with someone. I've also never been incognito, either. I hear no one recognizes you there. I have, however, been insane. They don't have an airport. You have to be driven there. I have made several trips. This year is half over. Only 5 more months until we break in a new group of leaders. I am working hard on getting my district cabinet filled, in part with old season lions, but trying my best to bring new faces and knowledge out to our group. If any lion has the urge to step up, don't be afraid to ask. No questions will be ignored. Let's kick the remainder of the year in the pants. Let's finish on the positive side and send our governors out on top. Let's roar. Remember, we serve. From Roger Yost, First Vice District Governor, 17A. And now a sidebar, lead to serve, serve to lead, the District 17A Global Action Team. Vanya Castro, Global Leadership Team Coordinator, DrVanyaCastro@gmail.com. Vanya is V-A-N-I-A. Eric Strimple, Global Membership Team Coordinator, estrimp81@msn.com. Rick Dodson, Global Service Team Coordinator, DodsonR23@gmail.com. Eric Tweedy, Global Extension Team Coordinator, EricTweedy@iCloud.com. The Kansas Lions Directory is online. Visit kansaslions.org. This is password protected. Your president, secretary, and zone chair have the password listed in the hard copy directory. Any changes to club meeting dates, times, and locations can be updated on the digital version of the directory when emailed to kansaslions@gmail.com. Be sure to update club details in the Edit Club Details section on the Lions portal, too. Thank you for keeping your club details current. District Dialogue Publication Details. Email news articles and upcoming events to 17anews@gmail.com. Deadline is the first of the month for publication at mid-month. Visit and join the District 17A Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/KansasLionsDistrict17A. Share your club's posts to this group too. District website, kslionsdistrict17a.org. Past issues of the District Dialogue are saved here. Now a piece from 2nd Vice District Governor Cheryl Kearns. Baby, it's cold outside. It is tempting to stay inside and stay warm. Think of that feeling of warmth, comfort, and safety. Now think of ways that you can provide that feeling to others. Are there seniors or shut-ins that you can visit? Is there a local food pantry needing donations? Is there a shelter in need of hugs? Hats, underwear, gloves, socks? Our work doesn't always have to be a big event. Often, it is the collection of little things that can mean so much. While we're inside trying to stay warm, it is a great time to check into the Lions portal. Are you up to date on submitting projects? Have you completed your training? Have you explored other training opportunities? There is a lot to choose from. Are you on track to earn the Club Excellence Award? By the time you read this, we will have had our State Council Zoom meeting and our District Cabinet Zoom meeting. I hope you were able to join at least one of those. Remember, our district convention will be held in Manhattan, April 10th to 11th. Mark your calendars. Invite another member to go with you. Invite a prospective member as well. From Cheryl Kearns, 2nd Vice District Governor. Next, information about the Lions International Peace Poster Contest. 2026-27 contest materials are available now. For nearly 4 decades, the Lions International Peace Poster Contest has given children ages 11 to 13 the opportunity to share what peace means to them through art. Each year, Lions clubs around the world sponsor the contest in schools and organized youth groups, giving young people the opportunity to be recognized at local and international levels and awarded a grand prize of $5,000 for their creativity in sharing their vision of the current year's theme. The 2026-27 theme is Harmony in Humanity. Next up, news from the Kansas Lions Health Program, courtesy of Lion Vern Fahler. February is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month on the LCI calendar. Did you know that every 2 minutes a child is diagnosed with cancer over the world? One in 285 children in the U.S. will be diagnosed with cancer by age 20. In the U.S., 1 in 10 will die. 9 in 10 diagnosed children live in low to middle income countries. These statistics are from the Childhood Cancer Flyer on the LCI website. What is your club doing to educate you and your community about the spread of childhood cancer? Ideas for your club to use. The LCI website has a project sheet for you to consider listing several projects a club might use. Just go to the LCI website, lions.org, and search childhood cancer, and you will find a large amount of information for you to use. If you need more information, please contact me for help. From Lion Vern Fahler, Lions Health Program, District 17A Health Program Chair, vlfahler@gmail.com. Fahler is F-A-I-L-O-R, cell 785-231-3960. Submit your nomination. Seeking candidates for 2nd Vice District Governor. To see if you qualify, contact the Nominations Committee. The Nominations Committee is Rich Webster, 325-669-0406, specter16@gmail.com, that's SPECHTER16, Leroy Johnson, 913-837-4179, BigBearX4@gmail.com, Al Kimmy, 785-548-7554, AIKimmy@rainbowtel.net, that's AIKIMMI@rainbowtel.net. The district bylaws can be found at kslionsdistrict17a.org/district-17a-constitution-and-bylaws. Are you interested in serving as a member of one of these foundation boards? There are multiple District 17A foundations: the Kansas Lions Foundation, the Kansas Lions Band Foundation, and the Kansas Lions Sight Foundation. Next, the District 17A Environmental Report from PDG Terry Weldon. We are collecting used cell phones to be put to use in serving others in need. Encourage members of your communities to put them in the eyeglasses recycling boxes, collect them, and give them to your zone chair, or bring them to the next district cabinet meeting or our district convention. The Environmental Photo Contest for 2025-2026 entries have been collected, and we are preparing to have them judged. Thank you for sharing those photos of our beautiful plants, animals, weather phenomena, landscapes, or cityscapes for our 2025-26 contest. The dates for the district-wide river cleanup are now set: April 18th in Lawrence, April 25th in Manhattan. Two dates and two locations. District Governor Irene is excited to have an environmental project so that the whole district can collaborate and work together. More details to come. Keep doing your local environmental projects and take photos of Lions serving while doing those projects for the next photo contest. From PDG Terry Weldon. Now some information about a melodrama. The Robinson Lions are preparing for their 58th annual melodrama titled Dirty Work on the Trail. Production dates are March, Saturday the 7th at 7 o'clock, Sunday the 8th at 2 o'clock, Saturday the 14th at 7 o'clock, and Sunday the 15th at 2 o'clock. General admission is $8 at the door, a table of 4 is $45, and a table of 6 is $65. Call Judy at 785-741-2282 to reserve a table. Popcorn and red eye will be served in the theater. A meal is served next door prior to each performance. Next, District 17A wishes a big hello to our new members: Gregory Dingus, Baldwin City, sponsor William Cooper; Devin Bilbrey, Concordia, sponsor Cami Thurner; Peyton Pearson, Concordia, sponsor Amber Colby; Jackson Beleka, Concordia, sponsor Cadence Bilbrey; June Dewey, Jackson County; and Virgil Wilhelm, Jackson County, no sponsor; Catherine Hancock, Leavenworth, sponsor Lori Mefford; John Hutchinson, Leavenworth, sponsor James Baldwin. Casey Serrano, Leavenworth, sponsor Lori Mefford. Renita Shaw, Leavenworth, sponsor Teresa Weber. Denise Young, Miami County Traveling, sponsor Cheryl Kearns. Carl Hartman, Sabetha, sponsor Christopher Aberly. Ryan Kempker, U of K Eye Center, sponsor Shannon Baker. This information comes from Lion Eric Strimple, CGL, Certified Guiding Lion, he, him, his, District 17A Global Membership Team Coordinator. Contact information is mobile 785-331-7757, email estrimp81@msn.com, P.O. Box 574, Eudora, Kansas 66025. Now about the Take Me to the River District-Wide Environmental Project, serving 800,000 people who get their drinking water from the Kansas River. Save the dates, April 18th in Lawrence, 9 a.m., Eric Tweedy, Coordinator, and April 25th in Manhattan, 9 a.m., Irene Hawes, Coordinator. We would like to see many clubs represented at one or both. A group photo will be taken at each event date. More details will be coming soon. A report from the Global Extension Team Coordinator, Eric Tweedy, reads, "We have some good news to share. A new club has officially formed, the Jackson County Lions Club, with 23 members. Congratulations to Terry Weldon and everyone who helped make this club formation possible. Nice work all around. We also have a new club branch with 8 members, the Lions of Pride and Purpose Cyber Club branch, sponsored by the Eudora Lions Club. This is a first for Kansas Lions, an LGBTQIA+ and Allies Cyber Club branch. Looking ahead, we're continuing to think about new ways to grow Lions in our area. One idea is starting a corporate Lions Club. With so many large employers nearby, this could be a great opportunity to reach people who are service-minded but may not yet be involved with Lions. If you know someone who works at a larger company, is interested in service, or is already a Lion, please send them my way. Let's keep moving forward and building Lions together." From Eric Tweedy, District GET Coordinator. There follows the logo of the Pride and Purpose Cyber Lions Club branch with the slogan, "Where there's a need, there's a Lion." Also a link, Growing Lions in the USA. Join a Lions Club near you, www.lionsclubs.org/en/start-our-approach/club-locator. Some information about the Great Plains Lions Leadership Institute, July 17th through 19th, 2026, and the Faculty Development Institute, July 16th through 19th, 2026. General information and application forms can be downloaded from kansaslions.org/gplli-and-fdi. The application and payment deadline is June 1st, 2026. A limited number of $200 scholarship reimbursements are available from the district based on first to request. Reimbursement for after completing the course and submitting a copy of your certificate. Contact District Leadership Development Team Secretary Rick Dodson, dodsonr23@gmail.com. Another notable date, your club is invited to attend a dual zone meeting, Zones 2 and 4, Saturday, February 21st, 2026, at Audio Reader, 1120 West 11th Street, Broadcasting Hall, Lawrence, Kansas 66044. Meet at 10:30 a.m. Meal is provided by Zones Chair Daniel and Caroline. $9 per person for the meal, pay at door or Venmo. Jimmy John's, sub sandwich and wraps, bag of chips, cookie, drink. Zone meeting at 11 a.m., meal and tour of Audio Reader after meeting. Please notify Daniel Martinez at email danielkane05@yahoo.com, phone or text 785-491-8555. We need to know how many will attend. Please respond by February 13th, 2026. Now the Global Service Team Coordinator report from Rick Dodson. Service Project in January, VA donations. As part of the third quarter MD-17 service project, District 17A collected underclothes and donated them to the VA medical centers in Topeka and Leavenworth. Over $1,900 in clothing was donated. On January 21st, 2026, PDG Carlene Rajala, MD-17 GST Coordinator, and PDG Rick Dodson, District 17A GST Coordinator, delivered half the items to the Leavenworth VAMC. The photo shows PDG's Carlene and Rick delivering to Mr. Charles Rainey in Leavenworth. In a second photo accompanying this piece, stacks of donated clothing are laid out across a table. The balance of the items will be delivered to the Topeka VAMC by PCC Bobby Duvall later. Similar collections are being done in Districts 17K and 17N. And that's the Global Service Team Coordinator report from Rick Dodson. A reminder about the District 17A Membership Growth Challenge. Grow your club by 10% by June 30th, 2026. Get $35 new member fee reimbursed. Join January 15th through March 30th, 2026. Contact District Treasurer Ron Nichols. Another date to keep in mind, Soups On, February 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. Soup Supper, Cake Walk, and Quilt Show. Keats Center, Keats, Kansas. Six delicious soups, cookies, and drink. Wonderful cakes and beautiful quilts. Great family fun. Everyone is invited. All proceeds go to Melvin Knudsen Memorial Fund, donated for Lydia Chapel Roof Project. Now that flyer about Guiding Lions training that District Governor Irene Haas mentioned. Guiding Lions training in-person program, April 10th and April 11th during the District 17A convention in Manhattan. Guiding Lions training includes 1. Helping new clubs, 2. Mentorship skills, and 3. Membership growth. Register using a QR code that will lead you to a Google Doc. If that QR code or link are not accessible, contact district leadership. Lions Club members who complete the training will be certified as Guiding Lions. Next, District 17A Membership Growth Challenge. Lions of District 17A, let's grow together. Our district-wide goal is for every club to increase membership by 10% by June 30th, 2026. Here's the exciting part. For most clubs, that's just 1 to 2 new Lions. That's it. Totally obtainable, completely doable, and incredibly impactful. Why this matters? Every new Lion brings fresh energy and ideas, more hands for service, and a stronger, more sustainable club. Small growth equals big impact for our communities. A district incentive, don't miss this. To help remove barriers and encourage action, District 17A is offering a reimbursement to clubs for the one-time $35 application fee for new members. Important details. Reimbursement covers the $35 new member application fee, valid only for members who joined between January 15th and March 30th, 2026. Reimbursements will be made to the club only. To receive reimbursement, clubs must reach out directly to District Treasurer Ron Nichols. Limited time offer? Don't wait. The challenge is on. Talk to a friend, invite a neighbor, share why you became a Lion. Just 1 or 2 yeses can put your club on track to meet the goal and help District 17A thrive. Personal recognition. There are membership keys for Lions who have invited others to join Lions. When a new member remains a member for 1 year, there are keys for 2 new members, 5 new members, 10 new members, 15 new members, and 20 new members. Now an update from Multiple District 17 Lions Clubs International Foundation, or LCIF, from co-chairs PID Bill Philippi and IPID Hans Neidhart. A new year, new challenges, and so many new opportunities to help others. Because of Lions donations, LCIF is able to do so much around the world, and Kansas Lions have always been there to support our foundation. As of February 3rd, Kansas Lions have donated $92,806.77. The donations were made possible by 86 clubs, or Lions in those clubs. What a great start! But with 195 clubs within the multiple district, we have the opportunity to build on our LCIF donations for the 2025-26 year. Your donations, large or small, allow LCIF grants to be a reality. The following LCIF story of pride is just one example of how the grants make a positive impact. District 13, OH4, received a $60,000 diabetes grant to renovate 12 cabins at Camp Ho Mitakota, a camp for diabetic children located in Newbury, Ohio. The cabins needed new roofs, new wiring, insulation, fans, doors, and interior siding. Lions have volunteered at the camp, planting trees, updating lighting in the dining hall, cutting and stacking wood for the campfire ring, and volunteering at special events. The camp was founded in 1929, making it the oldest camp for kids with diabetes in the United States. The camp was one of the first locations where insulin was used and clinically tested. Activities offered include rock climbing, kayaking, swimming, archery, paintball, diabetes education, high and low ropes challenge course, arts and crafts, hiking, team sports, and so much more. Surrounded by friends and a well-trained staff, every camper learns to stretch physically, mentally, emotionally, and socially. Self-assured in these new skills, campers come away with a strong foundation for life, increased capabilities, newfound independence, and understanding of their ever-changing personal type 1 diabetes journey. Kansas has also been a recipient of many LCIF grants, but have you ever considered other benefits that our donations provide? For every $1,000 a Club or Lion donates can be used to recognize someone for their service or support of the community projects and activities. What a great way to honor a Lion, a non-Lion, or business. During a recent portal review of multiple District 17 status of installments, there were 55 clubs that had the potential to recognize someone with a Melvin Jones Fellowship or a Progressive Melvin Jones Fellowship. Another benefit that many Lions are not aware of is the District and Club Community Impact Grant, DCG. Through the DCG program, 15% of unrestricted contributions to LCIF are transformed into grants that fund local projects. Clubs are eligible to receive a DCG grant if they donated at least $5,000 during a Lions year, and districts are eligible once donations total at least $10,000. 6 current Kansas clubs have the opportunity to request a DCG impact grant. Kansas Lions do not have to be part of a major LCIF grant program to reap benefits from the donations made. If you have any questions or looking for assistance regarding LCIF donations or grants, contact your district LCIF coordinators, PID Bill Philippi, or myself. From PID Bill Philippi and IPID Hans Neidhart, MD-17 LCIF co-chairs. A link is included with this piece, Stories of Pride, See the Stories You Make Possible. Explore the website lcifpride.org. Next up is a registration form for the 50th Annual USA Canada Lions Leadership Forum, Memphis, Tennessee, Thursday, September 3rd, 2026 through Saturday, September 5th, 2026. The first event begins on Thursday morning and the forum ends after the closing banquet on Saturday evening. Please book your hotel stay accordingly. The registration form is 2 pages long and includes contact information, information about dietary needs, challenges that may need accommodations, hotel preferences, other arrival information, and the cancellation policy. As an alternative to this printed form, online registration is available at www.lionsforum.org. We'll close the newsletter with some information about the benefits of being a Lion. Becoming a member of your local Lions Club benefits your community and you. Make a difference. There are over 48,000 Lions Clubs around the world. Each one is filled with people like you who've decided to take action and serve others. Collectively, Lions make a global impact through their community service. Serve with pride. Lions feel a great sense of satisfaction from doing what is at the heart of all Lions Clubs, serving others. You will have the opportunity to give your time, share your talents, help your community, and feel proud knowing you change lives. Build your network. As a Lion, you develop relationships with the people in your club and also the local leaders you collaborate with in service. You can also network with Lions in your district and around the world who are serving their communities just like you. Gain Lion credibility. There are Lions in over 200 countries and geographic areas who share your passion for service. Gain the respect that comes with being part of a global organization known for its contributions to humanity for over 100 years. Develop new friendships. Feel a sense of belonging with the other members of your club as well as the over 1.4 million Lions around the world. Through the My Lion app, you can connect with other service-minded men and women locally, regionally, and internationally. Show your leadership. As a Lion, you gain access to our online learning management system where you can sharpen your leadership skills. You will also have the opportunity to lead within your club and gain valuable practical experience for use in your personal and professional life. And finally, receive global support. Every Lion and every club is supported by a global network of volunteers, the Lions Club's international staff, and the Lions Club's International Foundation, LCIF, which provides grant funding to support the compassionate work of Lions, empowering their service and addressing the needs of their communities both locally and globally. Visit weserve.org to see how becoming a Lion can change your life. This concludes the reading of the District Dialogue newsletter published in February 2026. This is a publication of Kansas Lions District 17A, a district of Lions International, whose mission is to empower Lions clubs, volunteers, and partners to improve health and well-being, strengthen communities, and support those in need through humanitarian service and grants that impact lives globally and encourage peace and international understanding. This reading is brought to you by the Audio Reader Network. Visit reader.ku.edu or our listener website at audioreader.net for more information.